I'd like to call Congress back to order. Reports of select committees. Congresswoman Edwards.
ONCR 1718 is a resolution approving the lease. The lease? Is this the right title? Resolution approving the lease of the Blue Stem Ranch to Blue Stem Ranch LLC. The sponsor is William Supernaw. Final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with yes votes from Edwards, Bufflohead, and Mason.
Thank you. Okay, we are now on third reading. ONCR 1718, a resolution approving the lease of the Blue Stem Ranch to Blue Stem Ranch LLC. I am the sponsor and I choose to close. Is there anyone else who would like to speak for or against this resolution? Congresswoman Edwards.
Thank you. Prior to the beginning of this session, we were provided by our principal chief a proposal with three leases of the Blue Stem Ranch to different individuals. These were provided to us. They weren't considered confidential and they weren't marked as such. And we were able to look at them and talk about them and see what we thought about them. After the first day of session, when the chief indicated he was, and I don't want to put words in his mouth, but basically at his end of trying to deal with getting a lease established on that land, and I guess after finding that there was approximately $40 million worth of remediation that needed to be done before the land could be put into trust, he said that he was willing for the Congress to work with him and the Blue Stem Ranch Board to try to come up with a proposal. I took that to mean that there would be an open dialogue of ideas and discussion. What I think the Osage people expect us to do as a three-part government, and that we would hopefully come to a resolution. In furtherance of that, in open, I made a phone call to him in the presence of several other members and said, what is it that's important to you, so that we know in looking at all these information, what is important to you? And he, I took notes and I transcribed them and sent them out. And one of the main things he said is it's important to me that, at least by lottery, that the people are able to hunt and fish on the Blue Stem Ranch, and I want to ensure that. He also gave some other ideas, and he mentioned the leases. I went back and looked at the information that we had gotten about the leases and realized that we had learned that in order to lease all or part of the Blue Stem Ranch, we had offers from ranging at the top from $1,482,000, which would be payments to the Osage Nation, from one proposed lessor or lessee. We had another one that would pay anywhere from $860,000 to $989,000, and a couple that would pay $860,000. And that's important because even though the land is fee land, we are going to have, this nation is going to have obligations, which include paying taxes. So to me, it seemed like it was important, and we've now gotten a fair market value of what the lease might be. Since that time, none of you Osage citizens have had the opportunity to know what's going on, because everything went underground. There's a confidential lease, which is the subject of this agenda, resolution, which I was going to propose an amendment to to make that a part of the resolution, but I didn't have the opportunity to do that because my fellow Congress members wouldn't give me the opportunity to at least make that amendment. So you, our constituents, have no idea what's in the lease. I guess you'll learn what's in it after it gets signed. I can promise you what's in it is not any kind of rate of return to the Osage Nation that's indicated on the documents that we received from an open bid process. We do not have a resolution. I have not seen a resolution from the board that indicates this is even the lease that they want to approve.
1 minute.
And it's just another one of the many disappointing series of events that's happened with respect to this purchase of the Bluestem Ranch. In the meantime, as most of you know, there are some sizable debt payments that have to be made by the gaming operation as a result of the purchase of this land. One of these days you'll learn about the details, and I guess I'll have to, after it becomes public, I will let you know what I think, hopefully through articles in the Osage News. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Is there anyone else who would like to speak to this resolution?
Do you want me to speak now?
Congressman Tillman.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, Assistant Chief, members of Congress, public that's here with us today. $74 million is what we spent on this ranch. $74 million for 42,300 acres. As you all know, and as I have said since the beginning on the campaign trails, our executive branch over and over has stated that we're going to appoint a board, which we did, Congress approved, and we're going to let the board manage the ranch. That came from our Osage principal chief. That is the intention. That was why Congress appropriated millions of dollars to let them run 42,300 acres. I wrote a resolution back in September of 2016 that was a unanimous vote by the Congress to let the Bluestem Ranch Board manage the entire ranch. 12 votes for it. We all recall that. Since then, we have numerous meetings with the Bluestem Ranch Board. We've had two public hearings, one in Great Horse, one here in Pawhuska. And I heard from the people. The people that were there heard from the people. The resounding response was let the board run the ranch. Let the board run the ranch. That's what I heard from constituents. Over and over and over. Through this process, we have lost a board member who was a very valuable member because of the politics that are now involved. And that was the intent of our chief, as he said in public. No political interference from executive or from legislation branch. And we've lost a board member who, in my opinion, was a key component. And all you have to do is ask me why. Because of the politics that are in it now. Right now the board has 9,000 acres that they are managing, and they have 800 cows who have dropped 500 calves. And we put 50 bulls on 9,000 acres. So to me, the needle is pointing up. This Bluestem Ranch board is ready to go to work. I'm thrilled to have them on board. They are the expertise. The only thing I know about ranching is open a gate. I'm going to open a gate. That's it. I don't know anything else. They're the experts. So I'm here to support the Blue Stem Ranch Board and the lease that is in front of them on the table. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman. Anyone else? Congressman Mason.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. In just a few minutes, we're going to be asked to vote up or down on a resolution. Not a law, it's a resolution. The way I see it, it's we as a group here in Congress are resolved that we're going to, again, authorize the chief to sign. At that point, I pretty much thinking that that's what we're all about. There's some other and many other important issues in and around that. But I stand here and I know that I am not a signee on this resolution. There's only one spot for someone's signature, and that's the CEO, the principal chief of this tribe. He has to sign that resolution, or sign that lease. And for some that are landowners, you sign that lease. You lease it to somebody, they sign it, you agree on it. We're talking about all of these things in the content of context of the agreement, but the resolution I'm going to vote on is to authorize the chief to sign. Do I give him permission to do that, or no, do I not? That's what the heading of the resolution is. Just resolve that we as a group say, yes, we agree, and you sign it, chief. Sign this particular document. It's a very important document. It's a very important lease. It's a historic lease. It's one that I remember right and correctly that in the beginning our people said, buy that land. Once it came available, once we became aware that it was available, there was negotiations in place. We all remember that time, and we remember the calls that we got and people seeing us say, buy that land, get that land back. Get your Osage land, let's get our land back. And we listened, and all of us, executive over on this side, we did that. And now we have that land back, and here we go. With some agreements and disagreements within. And we're trying to work those things out, and I'm sure, and I have confidence in time, that they'll be worked out accordingly. But what's ahead of me, and what you're going to ask for, Madam Speaker, is roll call vote, and do you agree with this resolution for the chief to sign or not? That's what I see. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman. Anyone else like to speak to this resolution? Congressman Mason.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, Assistant Chief, members of Congress. Okay, when we acquired this property, it was a great thing. Everybody was really happy. We felt we were fortunate. Personally, I think it was a miracle from God. And okay, we got the property. What came next was okay. Now, what are we going to do with it? And that's when it got really complicated. And then when this lease process came up, I don't think any of us really knew that was coming. But we agreed to form this board, ranch board, and we have a good board put together. I'm happy with it. I voted for it. But then when things got complicated, which things do when you're talking about property and money, it always gets complicated. But we always had to remember this lease is just a lease. You got the lease or who is the landowner, who has rights and has to be protected as property of the Osage Nation. This body has to protect that property. And also, the lessee also has rights. But the landowner always has the say-so of any property. For instance, when I lease my property out, that the person leasing my property doesn't order me around or tell me what I can do. I tell him what he can do, just my property. So that might be looking a little simplistic, but that's the way it works. So I think it's our duty to protect the landowner, who's the Osage Nation. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman. Anyone else like to speak to this resolution? Congressman Whitehorn.
Madam Speaker, members of Congress, I support this resolution. It's been a long time coming. We have several issues that are related to Osage Nation lands coming before us this session. It's like the spring melt. We have issues, our ENR regulations for hunting and fishing out on a website. We also have two hunting and fishing statutes that are to be looked at. We have land use law, and then we also have these leases that were on our table before us. Ideally, we should have worked on these issues a week after the board was seated, and everybody should have came to the table that was involved in doing this, the executive, the legislative branch, the board, our ENR department, our land department, but it didn't happen that way. It's happening right now as we speak in real time. It's all flowing downstream, and it's going to meet at the headwaters of this river, and it's been messy. But I think that the people that have worked on these issues, the Blue Stem Ranch Board, Congress, specifically the Commerce, Gaming and Land Committee, we have done the best we could with what's been placed before us. At one point this session, we had three different leases that we were looking at. We were looking at a lease that the chief had sent over for Blue Stem Ranch Board, which only gave them 9,000 acres of the land. Congresswoman Edwards worked on, as she has pointed out on our behalf, worked on another lease, which was marked confidential. That was the first confidential lease I ever saw. And then we had the third lease that Congressman Supernaw, I believe, presented to the board, and they took it to a board meeting, and they worked on it, and they brought it back to us and presented it to Congress. I, as one Congress member, had a couple of issues with that. And as it is my job as a Congress member, I called up the board members that worked on it and said, I have an issue on this. And they heard me. They went back to the table with their attorney, resolved those issues, which is a result of the lease that we have sitting before us. There were two issues in that lease there was one issue in the lease that the committee decided, no, we can't do because we're the Osage Nation. This is our land. The government gets to say what happens to our land, and they made that concession. And I believe we have a lease that's suitable to the Blue Stem Ranch Board that gives them management abilities and capabilities over all of the acreage right now as it sits. That was what ONCR 1642 said. It said this body was under the impression, because of the information that was sent to us from the chief's office about forming this ranch board, that they were going to be manager for all purposes. And that we are doing what the original mandate was out of the executive office for the idea of Blue Stem Ranch LLC even being formed. It was only formed for the purpose of managing our 42,000 acre ranch that the Osage Nation has purchased. Are there going to be issues with that as we go along? Yes, there are. But from what I see, this business has already built equity with our Osage dollars, with that cattle herd. We have money on the ground. We can dissolve that if they wanted to and we needed to get our money back. We can sell those cows. We have an asset. and that is better than any LLC that we have ever formed. We have value, we have equity, and this board that I see and their mandate, they're going to keep building that for the Osage people, and it's something to be proud of. And I think we need to put all of this argument behind us, and we need to move forward and be proud of being Osage, be proud of putting all ourselves together, our efforts, our money, our time, our government, into one issue that's going to be successful for the Osage people. They're going to make money for us, and I'm very convinced of that. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Anyone else like to speak regarding this resolution? Congressman Superman.
There was probably been more hours spent on developing a management strategy and a lease than any other legislation I'm aware of. Our committees, many long hours, five hours at a time in the session, just planning how to manage this ranch. At the end of this session, the chief came over. He had submitted three leases. Two of them would have given large parts of the ranch to third parties, and the money that they made would be theirs to keep, which it should be. But it was money that could be going to the nation. We have approved one lease to be managed by the Blue Stem Board. People don't know this, but even though they've only had less than 20% of the ranch, they have already able to book a $300,000 profit in just this few months that they've had cattle out there. When those cows calve, we will have made $300,000 assets addition to the nation's monies. We haven't even mentioned that, but it is the first business that the Osage Nation has ever run that was profitable outside of gaming. And gaming's been so lucrative that everybody that's in it practically has made money. At the beginning of this session, he came over here and said, "If you whatever you approve, I will sign." And we could have sent a lease over that didn't cover everything that he had wanted, but we worked on it. And if anyone says they don't know what's in that lease, a member of Congress, it's because they chose not to know what's in that lease, because we finished it up yesterday, and we put in, and it was open, many meetings that were open to all members of Congress. We, I think, answered all the possible objections to sign that lease, and we've provided for public use, Buffalo Preserve, and the complete autonomy of the board to manage that ranch. And that's the one thing we learned from a fiasco of the LLC, was that these boards need to be competent, and they need to be allowed to do what they know how to do without political interference. And I think we've accomplished that in this lease. Long years from now, when people have forgotten all about us, we will have a land base and hopefully a retention of our culture that will allow the Osage Nation to live on into the future for future generations to enjoy. And I think this...
1 minute.
Is the end. Thank you.
Any other members of Congress like to speak to this resolution? There are none, I will close.
Thank you, members of Congress, and all those in attendance and listening today. As I stated in my opening remarks, as we began the HANCA session, just prior to session, we had received the three leases, two of which were not the Blue Stem Ranch. So in my opening remarks, I stated I didn't see how this Congress would agree to those leases, because we had just received official word from the chief that he was sending the leases over to Congress for their approval, and then he would sign what we approved. So at that time, I did state that I didn't see how we would do that because of the years-long work that we had done in order to get to that point, including a resolution, a unanimous resolution passed, to put the management of the ranch into the hands of the Blue Stem Ranch Board. So, like my Congress fellow colleagues have stated, we didn't know that Chief was going to come over and say that, but I'm glad he did. And so therefore we were able to get to work in these last week and come to this point. So I would like to thank, first of all, the members of Congress who voted to purchase this ranch. I would like to thank the Commerce Committee, Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee for all of their work and that they have done over this last year. It may not look like a whole lot to some, but there were many exhaustive hours, as my colleagues have stated, in trying to come to this point where we are, like Congresswoman Whitehorn said, in real time. And so I appreciate all the hours that they put in. There were very, very long meetings. As we moved into the public hearings, I know Congresswoman Whitehorn and I stayed, worked all day and until 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, trying to prepare and get our ducks in a row to present the information to the people, how we have progressed over time. And what we had understood from the very beginning was to happen, and this was for the Blue Stem Ranch Board to manage the entire ranch. I would like to thank the Blue Stem Board for all of their work. We do have, as been stated, assets out there. So I appreciate the work that they have done, and I would like to thank Chief Standing Bear for coming over and making the comment that he did and coming to this point himself, because it has been a long time coming. Therefore, in closing, I would like to read a letter from the Blue Stem Ranch Board that I received this morning. Dear Chief Standing Bear and Speaker Pratt, on behalf of the Board of Directors of the Blue Stem Ranch LLC, I want to thank you for working with us to create a resolution and lease that provides greater clarity to management of the Blue Stem Ranch. We have operated under a cloud of uncertainty for quite some time, so we were pleased to work together with Osage Congresspersons as well as representatives of the executive branch on this resolution and lease. Yesterday, the Board of Directors reviewed the lease and voted unanimously to support the resolution and lease version now before the Congress. Sincerely, Chairwoman Farron Anderson, Blue Stem Ranch LLC Board. And I have had several conversations with Chief Standing Bear this week, and he did send, although he did not come himself, he did send members of the executive branch to participate in this discussion. So I thank you all for everything, and I vote yes for the resolution. Thank you.
The question is, shall ONCR 1718 pass? Congressman Hamilton.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Norris.
Yes.
Congressman Shaw.
Yes.
Congressman Supernov.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congresswoman Bethlehem.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
No.
Speaker Pratt.
Yes.
ONCR 1718 passes and is advanced to enrollment. We are now on motions and notices. Congressman Walker.
Health and Social Services Committee meets immediately following session. We'll try to expedite that process and get right into it.
Thank you. Congresswoman Buffalohead.
I don't have good
laws. Congresswoman Edwards.
Education at 1:00 to 2:30. Three bills on consideration.
Thank you.
Four and bills on consideration.
There is a culture committee at 2:30 to 4:00 today. Congresswoman Edwards.
I had a rule motion that was last week, and Congressman Walker asked that we put it off for a day to allow the members to consider it, and I want to reassert that motion to approve the rule change.
That's your there. So is that a motion? That's a motion. Is there a second? Hearing none, motion dies for a lack of second. Congresswoman Buffalohead.
Well, I don't have a motion. I just think that we have three meetings. One's immediately following session. We have a lot of people in the gallery that are waiting for that meeting, and I think that that's going to take a priority for me, and we can address that maybe in a day or so when we don't aren't running behind.
Okay. Congressman Whitehorn.
I concur with Congressman.
Motion to adjourn until today with the mayor.
Second.
All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Well, you wanted to call the record of the thing.
You're adjourned.